in its transcription series Musica Helvetica, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation presents a special edition featuring the Schola Cantorum Basiliensis on the occasion of its 50th anniversary.
In 1933, the prominent Swiss conductor and music patron Paul Sacher created in Basel an institute of musical research and education in early music, the Schola Cantorum Basiliensis. Today, this institution, with its research department, its professional and its general school, is a section of the Basel Music Academy, a center of education, and a meeting place for followers of the so-called historical music practice. Behind this term, there lies a tradition of music making which is determined by the idea of taking into full account the historical criteria in the manner of performing certain musical works. The choice of instruments and of tempi, the execution of the articulation and of the ornamentation, as well as many other elements, are determined by the results of careful study of historical documents. In view of the growing popularity of this kind of music making, the Schola Cantorum Basiliensis has decided to make more widely known the results of its work and to release carefully selected performances of its repertoire in a series of records entitled Schola Cantorum Basiliensis Documenta. The performers are noted teachers of the school, as well as regular guest teachers and artists who take part in courses, concerts, and special events. The authors of the texts, as a rule, are scientific collaborators of the Institute. The first example we're going to hear is from the Gradual of a Medieval Easter Mass, as it was sung around 1200 at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The Middle Ages brought a living extension of the liturgy, both in its music and its texts. On high festive days, new chants were added, always in a different manner. Old chants were elaborated with new musical and textual additions. Monophonic singing was joined by polyphony. In the following excerpt from the Gradual, Haec Dies, we find between two-voiced sections, interpreted by soloists, a one-voiced part performed by the Schola Cantorum. This middle part is a section of the Gradual in its original Gregorian version, while the two-voiced parts use only individual notes in an extended way as an accompanying voice for the newly set virtuoso melody voice. The soloists are Michael Culver, Robert Greenlee, and Harlan Hoken, accompanied by the Choral Schola under Christopher Schmidt. The complete performance is directed by Thomas Binkley.
Thank you.
On the threshold between secular and religious vocal music, we find a collection of 400 songs in the Galician language from the 13th century, the Cantigas de Santa Maria. These songs, which are all in praise of the Virgin Mary, were created at the court of the King of Castile and Leon, Alfonso, known as the Wise. The manuscripts are magnificently ornamented with miniatures. They show Arabs, Christians, and Jews living peacefully together, and more than 30 string, wind, and percussion instruments of the time. The following interpretation of the cantiga Santa Maria Strela do Dia, in which the Virgin Mary is hailed as a guide and advocate for us all, refers in two ways to the subject of the miniatures. The instruments used are built after the illustrations of the cantiga's manuscript, and the preludes and postludes, as well as the accompaniment of the songs, known to us in their monophonic original version, are improvised and follow the forms of interpretation still in use in Andalusian music in North Africa. The singers and instrumentalists of the Schola Cantorum Basilienses perform here together with soloist Montserrat Figueras under the direction of Thomas Binkley. The reworking, arranging, and ornamenting of older compositions played an important role in music in the 16th and 17th centuries. Manuals using numerous examples taught both singers and instrumentalists the different kinds of arranging, and at the same time served as collections of etudes of an astonishingly high technical level. An early sample of this literature is the textbook by the Spaniard Diego Ortiz, which appeared 1553 in Rome. In his Ricercada on Pierre Sandrin's song Douce Mémoire, the bass voice is ornamented. The work therefore lends itself particularly as a virtuoso repertoire piece for viola da gamba in the bass register. We hear Jordi Savall, viola da gamba, and Aline Parker Silbereich, harpsichord. In the 17th century, musical life in Venice was extraordinarily rich and diverse. An important role in this was played by an unequal pair of instruments, the violin and the cornetto. Around 1600, the cornetto, a wind instrument made of leather-covered wood with finger holes and a trumpet embouchure, was a recognized, perhaps already somewhat old-fashioned instrument, while the violin was only at the beginning of its successful musical career. Biagio Marini, the composer of the following sonata a due, that is, a sonata for two melody instruments and thorough bass accompaniment, was known as a versatile musician and an outstanding virtuoso of the violin. The sonata at that time was still far from its later classical form and consisted of a sequence of brief segments of different musical character. The performers are Bruce Dickey, cornetto, Dana Maben, violin, Alice Robbins, cello, and Francis Fitch, positive organ. Thank you. Between 1724 and 26, Benedetto Marcello, an Italian contemporary of Bach and Handel, published his Estro Poetico Armonico, which contains Italian paraphrases of the first 50 psalms of the Bible. The 50th psalm, in the paraphrase entitled Fervent Prayer of a Sorrowful Repentant Soul, is musically set in a manner which is unusually rich in comparison with other compositions of that collection. Three singing voices, alto, tenor, and bass, two violas, and basso continuo. The work is inspired by the feeling described in the text of repentance of committed sins and the hope of divine mercy. The ensemble on the 19th verse, Let your boundless mercy shine over Zion, Lord, so that we may see the walls of Jericho rise again, in its lively musical interpretation, speaks of this new hope. We hear René Jacobs altos, Guy de Mey tenor, and Kurt Wittmer bass, Jaap Schroeder and Sterling Jones violas, Michael Jappe cello, Yasunori Imamura theorbo, Rolf Junghans positive organ.
Just heard a special program on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of the Schola Cantorum of Basel. Special Events, Special Editions is part of the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's transcription series, Musica Helvetica.